From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now.
The president is meeting with senior national security advisors today to weigh military options in Syria and may release a report as early as today on U.S. intelligence gathered about last week's chemical attacks in Syria. But many current and former U.S. military officers are expressing reservations, and one of them joins us from the NPR studios in Washington, Robert H. Scales, retired Army Major General and former Commandant of the U.S. Army War College. General Scales, can we just start with your thoughts on what the response might be? We've been hearing about possible surgical missile strikes at artillery in Syria, but we're also reading reports today that President Assad is moving troops and artillery into residential neighborhoods so strikes can't reach them. What are you hearing?
Well, this is exactly what Saddam Hussein tried to do, Robin, and that's to mitigate the killing effects of American precision munitions by hiding amongst the people, breaking apart his large units, emptying out military and government buildings, dispersing aircraft, trying to pull some munitions out of bunkers so that there's not a catastrophic effect on a surgical strike against their Air Force bases. He's dispersing his army. And in fact, many even some of the insurgents, for fear of fearing that the U.S. will strike them, are even moving up into the mountains in northern Syria to get away from what they fear is this impending strike.
Is this part of what you said is your reservation about striking Syria?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, absolutely. You know, there are two military principles here. First is the point of starting a campaign with strategic surprise. Well, we know that's not going to happen. But more important is tactical surprise, that is, surprising the enemy in the moment, to catch him off guard when he sort of least expects the time and the place and the duration of a strike. Well, I guess we can probably conclude that that's off the table as well, Robin.
Yeah, but what do you say to those who say, Andrew Terrell is one, he's at the U.S. Army War College, he supports strikes, because a muted response from the West could be equally dangerous. And yesterday we heard British Prime Minister Cameron say he thinks President Assad made these chemical attacks. And by the way, it hasn't been definitively proven that the attacks came from the Assad regime. But Cameron says this is happening because there was no response to 14 previous smaller chemical attacks, or to Saddam Hussein back in the 80s when he attacked the Kurds. Your thoughts?
Well, first of all, let's be clear. I think the evidence, as Mr. Kerry will say in a few minutes, mm-hmm. is unambiguous that this was about a moderate size chemical attack against innocent civilians in eastern Damascus. I don't think there's any I don't think there's any doubt about that. But what's important here, Robin, is this is not a shot across the bow. According to the tenets of international law, this is an act of war. It's the United States going to war against the sovereign state, Syria. And anytime any sovereign state goes to war, there has to be an outcome. There has to be an end. There has to be some sort of culminating point that goes to the advantage of the offending nation. And I have called God only knows how many hundreds of friends and emailed who knows who, trying to find out what the strategic end here, what's the purpose of this. And so far, to be quite frank with you, even from my former friends in the Army War College, I'm getting, the virtual, a sort of virtual blank stare.
Yeah, well, and the Washington Post is also reporting today that they are hearing from many military officers like yourself that they have deep doubts about this, in part because the military has assumed for a while this is a two-year-long conflict. They've assumed for a while that there was not going to be intervention in Syria, so they're not on the right war footing. And, of course, the chemical attacks have changed that, but perhaps the military is feeling they're not, positioned correctly for this?
No, I don't think it's that. Mm. Well, no, I don't think it's that so much. I think, goodness gracious, we got more than enough firepower in the region to deliver what some are calling shock and all light. It's not the issue. The issue is what's called asymmetry of ends, to use another War College term, which is that this is a sectarian civil war, the most brutal, the most relentless, the most savage of all wars in the pantheon of types of wars, or civil wars, and religious civil wars are even more horrible. This is more like a forest fire that no one can squelch. And so I think the main worry is that we are firing a symbolic gesture across the bow of the Syrians in a war that won't end for decades.
Retired Army Major General Robert Scales, again, as we wait, Secretary of State John Kerry, who will lay out the president's case this hour. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.